So glad you're with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Do you think that Charlie Strong is holding his own against some of these other schools like a TCU or even a Houston?
Well, you're right about Houston. Tom Herman, what they're doing there and building there is fantastic, undefeated right now as we speak. I tell you what, we will see. No one expected them after a 6-7 season a year ago to go out and get the number one recruit in Texas, but the guy can coach. He's proven that. Notre Dame, Florida, South Carolina, Louisville, everywhere he's been, and now he's got to prove it here. And I think the one selling point for these young men is that, hey, you want to come in and play right away?
Mm-hmm, right.
If you're worthy of it, you can. So you don't have to worry about redshirting or anything of that nature. So if you think you're a quality player and you can get it done as a true freshman, we're going to give you that shot. So that's the selling point. And the selling point always is the University of Texas. It's a great university, has a storied history, and right now it's down on its luck, but hell, how about you come over and help us get back on its luck?
CBS Sports college football analyst Brian Jones with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And here in just a moment, let's preview UT and the Sooners this weekend on Saturday. So what are some of the immediate changes that can take place so that a difference can be made and they can close out games and win?
Well, just speaking about this ball game this weekend, first of all, it's a rivalry, and you never take those for granted. Anything can happen in those ball games. Although, you know, under the previous regime, we saw some of the most lopsided defeats to Oklahoma there. I remember just being on that sideline for 66-13 and some other excruciating losses, and that's not to take a shot at that previous regime. That's just the reality. But for the most part, you really don't know what's going to occur. Didn't expect Texas to come out and play as well as they did last year, although they came up short in the game there in Dallas. So they've got to show up their run defense. Texas giving up way too many big runs. Pass defense hasn't been great either. They got to get off the field. Still one of the worst in third down conversion. Their opponents are converting those way too much, too many times. Offensively, they've got to generate a running game. They've got to somehow pick up these blitzes and stunts and games. Not really blitzes. It's just games. The normal, simple games that defenses run,
mm-hmm.
They have run them throughout time. And Texas, for whatever reason, is not picking those up, not getting their heads on a swivel and being able to comprehend what opposing defenses are trying to do to them. So it's not like they need to go and reinvent the wheel. They just need to pay attention to little details. That's what's really hurting them right now. I can understand that someone was dialing up exotic blitzes against your young offensive line, but that's not what's occurring. It's simple stuff. So get back to your fundamentals and your technique and raise your level of intensity, and that'll go a long way with helping you being competitive in this ball game.
Kind of back to basics approach. Quickly, give us an update on the quarterback situation.
Well, I like Juwan Hurd. He can't do too much if they're not blocking for him, and teams are going to try to scheme like Oklahoma State did a couple weeks ago to keep him to one side. But it all comes down to the trenches. I don't care how bad a football player you are, bad meaning good. I don't care how athletic you are, how speedy or how fast, quick. None of that matters if you don't have the boys up front blocking for you. So these running backs, you know, there's a reason why the guys in the NFL, when they get over 1,000 yards or something or go to the Pro Bowl as a running back, they take those linemen with them or buy them a nice gaudy gift because they know they can't get it done without them. The quarterback can't stand upright without those guys. You know, we in this day and age where everyone's spreading you out and you got all these fancy, quick up-tempo offenses, and it still comes down to blocking and tackling. It'll never change. Everything starts in the trenches, whether you're Alabama that runs a power game or you're Oklahoma that wants to spread you out or Oregon or what have you. It's all about the boys in the trenches. So, Juwan Hurd can have a big game if he gets a few blocks by the boys up front because he can make people miss by himself. They need the air to rock out. John Burke, the big freshman for Texas, when he's in there, he seems to play well. When Hurd has time to get in the ball defensively, Texas knows P. Ryan's coming downhill. Nixon's coming downhill. And then you got to deal with Baker Mayfield, who's been outstanding for Oklahoma. This guy has just been such a joy to watch, even though he's playing for the enemy. He is so much fun. What he did there at Tennessee and what
oh,
he's
yes.
done since that second half at Tennessee early in the year has been a joy. I mean, even since he stepped on the stage, even at Texas Tech, the guy just acts like he belongs and has a nice feel for the game. So you got to corral him, because even if you have everyone else covered, he's a guy who can extend plays and use his mobility to hurt you.
And, you know, Oklahoma has been a team that's been flying under the radar, but you got to continue to give some love to the Sooners because they're quickly and quietly emerging as one of the best teams in college football.
They are, and what they did on the road in SEC country, that was big. And I know Tennessee has faltered a couple times since then, to Florida and Arkansas this past week, but that was still a big feather in their cap in the second half to really shut the Volunteers out. And then to beat West Virginia, a team that came in leading the nation in turnover margin, and then to get them to lay the ball on the ground and pick them off and sack their quarterback seven times, that was tremendous. We knew the defense would be strong. The big question mark coming into the season for Oklahoma was whether or not that offensive line could gel and come together. Lincoln Riley has been excellent. I thought he would be,
yes,
coming over from East Carolina,
right,
as the new OC. And so, they're running on all cylinders. They got a ton of confidence, as they should. And OU's always in the mix.
What about Ohio State? Let's completely shift gears here. Should they be the number one team in the country? What's your confidence level when you talk about the Buckeyes, and can they repeat?
Well, they're not as dominant as they were a season ago. They're similar right now. Their play is similar to Florida State, a team coming off a national title, and it took a lot of close wins for them to get back into get into the initial college football playoff, I should say, but they eventually got there. So they're a team that Ohio State's a team that's not really dominating like they did. I think right now they're winning by a margin of about 19 points, and that's kind of skewed because of the 38-0 drubbing they put on Hawaii. But they're still posting W's. I've never been a big fan of these style points. It's so hard to win in this day and age. Just get a W. That should be the key, and that's exactly what they're doing. They're posting W's. Quarterback Cardale Jones is not playing like he did in those three big ball games at the end of last year. Ezekiel Elliott, his running back, is still putting up great numbers. 274, career high last week on the road at Indiana. The defense, they're playing a ton because the offense is turning the ball over. But to tell you the truth, the reason they really struggled, they kind of missed Tom Herman, who's now there in Houston, at the University of Houston.
Yes.
He was an excellent play caller, and that kind of rhythm and that he had going there with
makes
those
a difference.
Guys, they kind of missed that.
Absolutely. And high anxiety last week for all Buckeye fans watching that game against Indiana. That was incredible.
Yeah, it definitely was. That one went down to the end, and they may have more like that. So, they've got the big one later versus Michigan State. Then, of course, Michigan, and Michigan is legit now. They are strong football team. Offense is really coming together under Harbaugh. Defense was good a year ago, and it's even better this year. So it's going to be wild and woolly there in the Big Ten as we get later into the season, as it is everywhere.
Brian Jones of CBS Sports, college football analyst, has been with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. What a great way to kick off this weekend show and, of course, enjoy the game on Saturday, Texas-Oklahoma, 11 a.m. kickoff on ABC. Thank you so much, Brian.
You got it, Big E.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead. College football talk right here at YSR in hour number one.